With the help of Ashworth College, the psychology course, I was able to bring things that have been in my mind out into words. I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much. Hi, welcome back to Random Threads. I'm your host, Shayna. Today I wanted to talk to you about critical thinking or creative thinking, and I wanted to share some guidelines. By no means is this like an official formula or formulation of critical thinking. These are just tips and tricks that I kind of live by, and it has actually been enhanced a little bit by my psychological studies. Super cool, because most of these things have been backed up by what I have been learning in my courses for psychology. And so I wanted to share a few tips and tricks towards critical thinking and being able to determine, you know, actual facts of life versus like fake news, or not even just news, but like anything like scam wise or whatever, and just being able to actually open yourself up, open your mind up to creative thinking, and definitely taking steps to better yourself, even in most generally in your mindsets. So basically, I wanted to start with one of what I think is one of the biggest helps or tips is the guideline of asking questions, the guideline to asking questions. So you need to like give yourself permission to ask why. And so like many of us know, especially as parents know, but if you're around any type of child, whether you're a parent or not, you know that children love to answer or to ask questions, like to ask the why questions, you know, like, shoot, like, why is the sky blue? Why do dogs bark? Why do bees sting? You know, all these different why questions that I guess sometimes for most adults, they're like, well, I don't know, you know, type of thing. And so like, I think we as adults, we need to kind of like get back to our childhood of asking why, you know, like I said, kids start asking questions, like why questions, you know. It's just like the asking the why in all situations, it will set ourselves up for advancement in any information, for any situation. We need to allow ourselves to not just blindly go about life taking everyone else's word for it, and we shouldn't even be taking our first-hand experience or our first thoughts of the situation. We should actually like take a step back and be like, why? Well, like, why is this happening? Why is this happening the way it is? Why is this not working? You know, just like even problems that you see, just asking like why. Let's start dissecting our experiences and situations to get the fulfillment of these crucial steps of life leading us to the very next steps. You know, just start asking ourselves why in situations. And I think that will be a huge help in being able to determine actual facts and truths about our own selves, and versus like, you know, like the scams out there, and not just like scams out in the world or like on social media or like news or anything like that, but just like even just random thoughts that come into your head that are actual scams, you know, trying to divert you from your actual path goals or your finish line that you've set for yourself. You know, all of those things that you just need to analyze. You know, you need to take those thoughts that come into your head, and you need to like look at them and interrogate them and examine them, and, you know, ask what's their purpose, what is their intent on being in your head, you know, just all those things. If you just take your mind and your thoughts and stuff and you just analyze and ask the question, like, why, what good is this for me? And so another guideline is kind of, it's like defining what you mean, or like defining the question. So not only asking why, but basically, so like take for instance, the question, why am I not happy in this situation? Well, first of all, happy can be a very general word to a lot of different people. And so you have to make sure that you're making it personal to yourself. And so like you just take the word happy and you're like, okay, what is happiness to me? Not what is the definition, the dictionary definition of happiness, but what is happiness to me? What makes me happy? And then you just start, okay, so why am I not happy in this situation? Oh, because of whatever is personal to you. Like I've said in many podcasts or whatever, that I may be speaking generally because I don't know you personally, but you just have to take your own happiness and what you think happiness is and be able to redefine your question of, like, why does this not make me happy, and say that your happiness is, like, wearing slippers in the morning or something like that, you know? It's like, why is this situation not making me happy? Oh, because I don't have my slippers on, or whatever, you know? And just other questions that, or defining questions that you can ask yourself is, like, why do I not feel accomplished at the end of this day? And then there again, you have to take the word accomplished or accomplishment, and you have to put it to your own personal life, to your own personal situation, and you yourself have to look at the word and the feeling of accomplishment and see what it means to you. How do you define accomplishment in your own personal life? And then you can better ask the question, and better yet, you can actually answer the question as it is personally to you. And then another guideline would be like, okay, so examine all the facts, or examine what you have found in your question. So basically examining the evidence or whatever about, you know, like, what evidence supports that I don't feel accomplished, or what evidence supports that I wasn't accomplished for the day? What evidence supports that I'm unhappy, or, you know, what fact supports that I'm not gonna be happy, or whatever? You know, you just have to make sure that you are looking at all the facts around the whole situation of how the question even came up. You know, like, you can't just be like blatantly like just saying stuff like, oh, I don't feel accomplished or whatever, without the actual evidence of it. And you would help your mind so much if you were able to define what you actually mean by what you actually say, and then be able to actually look at the evidence around you, or the facts, or even just the thoughts that just randomly came into your head, and you'll be able to examine those and see if they do line up with what you think or with what you say. And then another guideline would be like, so how you have different biases for different things or whatever, and you like assume that everybody feels the same way or whatever. For example or whatever, let's say that somebody goes into, we'll just use Target because it's popular. So somebody goes into Target and they get ripped off. So this lady goes into Target and she buys a pillow and it's like $100 when it should have only been like $50 or something like that. And so then if you're assuming things, or if you're having biases, or grouping things into categories without any factual evidence to back it up, then you're going to think that everybody who buys a pillow at Target is going to get ripped off. You're not actually taking facts or anything like that, or a lot of different situations or evidences to back up the fact that Target just charges way too much for their pillows or whatever. You know, you're going to group in all of the same situations towards all of different people if you're using biases or assuming things. Anyway, just side note, I have no idea what Target charges for their pillows. That was just an example. We love you, Target. Anyway, so another guideline would be to avoid your own personal emotions when you're trying to reason through situations. And so like you can be super strong and passionate about different things, and you can be like passionate to commit to beliefs and motivate people and to think boldly and, you know, to defend unpopular ideas or defend ideas that you have, or, you know, whatever. But nothing of gut feelings ever produce anything clear. There's no clear thinking that comes from gut feelings. Like, passion is really, really good, and it's very encouraged. Like, if you like something, you should push towards it to your full, whole heart. But nothing should ever come from, like, gut feelings or, like, snap of the finger, like, oh, that makes me good, or, oh, that feels good to me, I'm gonna do it. You know, you still have to back up your passionate things with how it actually affects you in the long run, and all the evidence backing up, like, if it does make you happy, if it does make you feel accomplished, if it does keep your feet on the same path that you have set for your goals. And so, like I said, the gut feelings that sometimes come when you're super emotional about things, those spur of the moment decisions, sometimes you just have to take a step back and be like, okay, let's think about this. Let's examine it. Let's see where it's coming from. Let's see if it's going to back up and really help me pursue the goals that I've already set for myself. And let's see here. So another guideline would be like, considering different interpretations or whatever. So basically, like, consider the people that actually disagree with you. Don't just be like super like, oh no, my way is the way and that's the way that it's gonna be, because that's super simple-minded. But if you actually take what other people say, even especially when they disagree with you, and kind of analyze it for yourself and not just like throw it off automatically, but actually look at their reasoning behind things, and this will definitely help you back up your creative thinking in any area of your life, because you're looking at it at several different points of view, and you're actually probably reinforcing the way that you think anyways, but you didn't just automatically throw off somebody else's thinking or somebody else's passions or whatever, because everybody has a passion for something. It's just whether they want to pursue it or not. And so if somebody comes at you with a passionate statement that is not according to or doesn't agree with your passionate statements, then you should just know that, man, this person was passionate. They really do believe this. And so instead of me being like a jerk and like cutting them down, you know, I'm going to take like this opportunity to be like, oh, okay, let's look at this. You know, even if it's just to yourself where you take their information, you're just like, okay, I'm going to look at this myself before I start, you know, arguing with them or whatever. And then another, probably the last thing that I'm going to touch on is being able to have those open questions. So like, for instance, we it's good to have questions, and we love them to be answered. We love it to be a point blank answer. We love all things to have like an end, the end, you know, finish line, done with a chapter type thing. We love it to be like finished and completed, and that is what we are striving for. But we also have to be able to tolerate, for lack of a better term, that there may be questions that won't ever get answered. And that doesn't mean we avoid these questions. That just means it should spur us on in a deeper passion towards finding the answer, you know, towards making those next steps to finding the answer of, like, you know, the unlimited possibility of, why am I not happy? Why am I happy? What makes me happy? What do I want to accomplish in life? It doesn't mean that there's going to be this like end of chapter setting or anything like that. It means that you're just going to be able to take step upon step, more steps, you know, climb those stairs, like all these different things to just reach towards your fulfillment of happiness and accomplishments. And so I know that was a lot of fast talking about critical thinking, but I really have found that these guidelines, which were freaking backed up, backed up in my psychological course that I'm taking in college right now, that I was just like, well, this is so cool, because it helped my psychology course, however you want to put it, helped me put into words how I have been trying to critically think for I don't even know for how long, but I know that I have actively tried to analyze my own thought patterns, my own mindsets, for a very long time, just because I do want to make sure that I am using my brain, for lack of a better term, my brain, my soul, my spirit, my everything. I want to be able to, I want to make sure that I'm able to use it to the best of its ability. And that means taking everything that comes into my mind, examining it, interrogating it, asking where it came from, seeing where it came from, you know, just connecting all of these dots to where I know where my mindset is, where it has been, and all of those different things, to where I am super excited about how my psychology course has just been helping me like put these things into words, because like I shared probably my first podcast ever, which has been over 2 months ago now, that it has been hard for me to take everything that goes on in my head and put it out into words. And it's really cool, because that is exactly what this college course is doing for me, and I'm super excited to be able to actually put my thoughts into words and to be able to share different things that I have been able to do throughout my whole mind process of life. And so I hope you guys got something from this episode. I'm obviously super hyped up about it, and I talked really fast, but I'm pretty sure that if you know, you know. Just take all these critical thinking guidelines and apply them to your very own thought processes, and you'll be amazed at the different mindsets, or your mindset will change in your favor, in your accomplishments, in your happiness, to just critically and creatively think and be open-minded and ask questions and be tolerant of uncertainties, and you will soar in your mind and your mindset. And you guys have a fantastic rest of your day.